It's American Idol. No, not that idol. America's budget idol. Yay! With our debt building every second, this week six different think tanks released their ideal solution to our budget problems. Tonight, the think tanks lay out their plans. And our special panel will rank them. And our audience will vote. Which plan is best for America? We better come up with some plan. Because if we don't, this might happen. People may get hurt. This is what's been going on in Greece. And in Spain. Because they didn't come up with sustainable budgets before things got too ugly. We don't want this. So let's hear out the think tanks. They've been working hard on this. We'll vote on what's best tonight.
And now, John Stossel.
What's your budget idol? Do you have a vision of what government should do? One that's actually sustainable, one that doesn't, unlike our current budget, send us toward bankruptcy? So do you? No, of course not. You have lives. Who has time to pour through this thousands of pages of tedious budget data? Well, think tanks do. It's the reason they call them think tanks. They get paid to try to solve problems like this. And so does Nick Gillespie of Reason TV. Well, he gets paid to write about it. So, Nick, lay out the problem.
Well, the short-term problem is, for instance, in fiscal year 2010, we were looking at a mismatch of about $1.4 trillion. The government spent about $3.6 trillion and brought in about $2.2. It's been doing that for virtually every year for all of our lifetimes. And as a result...
Oh, never this much.
Not quite this big. And we're at historic high points of spending and historic low points of pulling money in because of the recession. But over time, those annual deficits add up into the national debt of what the government owes itself as well as outside people, and that just keeps growing and growing and growing.
So what? America's doing fine.
Yeah. I'm not sure which part of America you're talking about right now.
Well, but most people are working. There's no...
Yeah, that's true. But we have high unemployment. More importantly, what happens when you have deficit after deficit after deficit? You have to go to the street. You have to go to banks first, and you take out a lot of loans, and then you have to pay interest on the loans, and that adds up. And I think a lot of people in America have been in this situation. If you live on credit cards for too long, oftentimes you get into a spiral where the next thing you know, you're going to people like my cousin Nunzio, who is not as understanding as somebody who might work at Chase Manhattan.
And to try to answer my own question, when people say, why do we need to make these cuts? We seem to be doing all right. It's largely true, but we do need to do something, because if we don't, our future becomes this.
This is what happened in Greece recently. It happened when their debt grew to about 120% of the Greek economy. 120% meant that the government owed more money than everyone in Greece earned in a year. The United States is not in such bad shape, but we are on track to get to 120%. The rising blue line is our projected debt level. The U.S. reaches Greek levels of debt in just 10 years. This is why we need to fix the problem now before it gets worse.
And on those graphs is the assumption that interest rates won't go sky high.
That's right. And they're at historically low rates, or relatively low rates now. So if interest rates go up by 1, 2, 5 percentage points, we're screwed much quicker. You know, then we're on the fast track to the poorhouse, as opposed to a medium speed Amtrak, as opposed to an Acela. And as the government has to spend more money just to maintain its debt interest payments, everybody else loses, because we can't spend it on education, we can't spend it on infrastructure, and we also don't have as much money out there for lending to businesses and to individuals. So it's a very bad spiral, and it's one of those things where it all seems fine until you're just about to go down the drain, and then it's a really quick drop.
And it all gets tighter, because when my generation retires, the baby boomers, the entitlements explode.
That's right. We are still in the manageable phase of a kind of hurricane. In another 5 to 10 years, it is, you know, it is going to be virtually impossible to pull out of the direction that we're going. So we better be going in the right direction.